Well, we've reported on how alcohol use soared during the pandemic. Government data shows more than 99,000 Americans died from alcohol-related causes in 2020. But as Natalie Krebs of Iowa Public Radio reports, alcohol-related deaths across the Midwest were already ticking up before the pandemic.
Nancy of West Des Moines, Iowa, says her ex-husband had been sober for almost a decade when the pandemic hit. She says not long into lockdown, his behavior changed. She quickly tied it to drinking.
He would basically sleep all day and be up all night.
Nancy, who asks we only use her first name due to the sensitivity of addiction, says she's not completely certain what triggered his relapse. But she says her ex-husband was no longer going to his job due to pandemic closures, and he struggled when his Alcoholics Anonymous meetings moved online.
He is a social person, enjoys being around his AA friends, enjoys the connection. And then when you can't do that, it is an abrupt change.
Nancy says his drinking had a major impact on her.
I was just getting angrier and more upset and didn't know what to do, where to go.
A therapist referred her to an Al-Anon group for friends and family of people struggling with alcohol use. She says it helped her a lot. But she says her former husband continued to struggle and was hospitalized several times for drinking. Nancy says for the past few months, he's been attending his AA meetings and is doing better. And so is their friendship.
He is celebrating sobriety right now, so we are doing great.
A recent peer-reviewed study by the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism found the number of death certificates that listed alcohol as a factor jumped from 2019 to 2020. Aaron White is the lead researcher on the report.
We found a 26% increase in deaths, which is huge given that in the past 20 years, we were seeing maybe about a 2% increase per year.
The data showed deaths increased significantly among people 21 and over. White believes the pandemic played a major role in these deaths.
The driving force behind most of the increases in consumption and the increases in deaths is just stress and trying to cope with all that stress.
Psychiatrist Allison Lynch says she's noticed an increase in younger adults coming in with advanced stages of liver disease related to long-term alcohol use. Lynch specializes in addiction treatment at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics.
Most weeks, I feel like we see someone who comes in who really has started drinking more during the pandemic and really hasn't had any kind of treatment up until now. It's a year and a half, 2 years into it. And now they've got jaundice and they've, you know, got liver failure.
Lynch says she feels many cases are tied to the pandemic's toll on people's mental health, along with society's overall acceptance of using alcohol to cope.
We have totally perpetuated this idea that alcohol is an appropriate way to manage stress, to relax at the end of the day, to deal with all sorts of mental health issues.
But even before COVID hit, alcohol use and abuse was already a growing problem in the United States, particularly the Midwest. Federal data from 2018 shows states like Iowa, Wisconsin, and North Dakota had the highest rates of binge drinking in the country.
You know, it has become so accessible in the state of Iowa.
Stacey Schroeder works in substance abuse prevention in Northeast Iowa. She says in the past decade, the state's alcohol policies have gotten more permissive.
There's more licensed establishments now than there really ever has been. We allow direct shipping of wine. We allow breweries to sell and refill growlers. We now have third-party delivery of alcohol.
Schroeder helped create policy recommendations with Iowa's health department aimed at preventing alcohol-related deaths. The group advised the state to increase alcohol prices and public health surveillance and limit the density of establishments that can sell alcohol. These are strategies Schroeder hopes Iowa will put into action.
That it's a little bit more comprehensive than just a don't do it because it's bad for you kind of approach.
Schroeder says she hopes this comprehensive approach will help more people examine the role alcohol plays in their lives. For Here and Now, I'm Natalie Krebs.